All right, joining me now is the Massachusetts Young Democrats Policy Director, the Reverend Vernon K. Walker. And Reverend Walker, welcome back, and I wish this were a more happy conversation as we begin the new year, but let's cut right to the chase. Your reactions on what happened on Wednesday at the Capitol.
Happy New Year, Rick, and to all who will be listening. I hope you stay safe and well.
Thank you.
During this New Year season, and we're still living in the age of the pandemic. But to get to the point, yesterday was horrible. It was a coup. It was sickening, but it wasn't shocking. You know, people are saying, "Oh, you know, this is not America." Well, you know, for the black and brown citizens who have been mistreated historically by the police, we are used to seeing the unfair treatment of not only minorities, but when the unjust treatment, the unequal treatment, if I should say, because we know, you can bet your bottom dollar that if they were Black Lives Matter activists and screaming Black Lives Matter and they broke into the Capitol on yesterday, I think the result would be quite different and drastically different. And historically, we have seen how communities of color have been treated in America, and it's unjust and unruly, by and large. And, you know, you had peaceful demonstrations last year with BLM. And, you know, you had tear gas thrown into some of the marches and the protests. Then this is just ridiculous. This is just a byproduct of a sitting president who sits on a seat of do-nothing, whistling to the tune of Do-Left. This is a byproduct of a president who has stirred the flames of hate and hatred of the other, and spewing out all types of baseless claims. And it's, interestingly enough, you have white people who believe them. You have people who believe them and who will go down there and try to desecrate the sacred halls of the Capitol. So succinctly, Rick, it was eye-opening. It was disheartening, particularly on the day when Georgia has announced that the Reverend Raphael Warnock has won. Two new Democratic senators, and Oswald, I believe his last name is, and the young Jewish guy, senators from Georgia have won on the day that this news has been announced. War waged on our sacred Democratic institutions.
There were two themes going through my head as I watched this, Reverend Walker, and I thought of you because of the connection that we've had these last 6 months or so. And I was sick to my stomach. First of all, there was no color in that mob, in that insurrection yesterday. There was no color at all. It was all white. And secondly was the fact that the security around the Capitol was nil. It wasn't there. Watching when they finally did show up, people just, the armed security details just kind of casually walking people out and holding their hands and stuff like that. That was in stark contrast to what we saw in Washington, D.C. this summer when the president went to hold up the upside down Bible. So this thing has ramifications that's going to last for quite a while, I think.
Yes. I think this has put a spotlight on white supremacy, the fascist movement that we have, these Proud Boys, all these hate groups that have been stirred up by this sitting president who should be removed. Now, thankfully, in 13 days, there will be a new administration. And, you know, perhaps we could start moving in a more just way. But, you know, Rick, it was just appalling. I was just appalled by just the scenes I have seen, the nooses hanging, and this is a shocking reminder that America is not just, particularly for the citizens of color. And as you mentioned, Rick, if, you know, this current president has made no shame and has made it public that his people were coming, his supporters were coming. And just for the lack of preparation by the Capitol Police and the security team is just really astonishing. Again, I can't help but think that if this had been some other color, this had been some other group of ethnic folks, if this had been some other ethnicity, if this had been some other race, I think the response would have been totally and drastically different.
No question. And I think, do you think, my final question, Reverend Walker, is there some suspicion among those whom you talk with anecdotally about the fact that security was so lax? I listened to an NPR security analyst this morning on NPR radio saying that the security just, even for a normal joint session of Congress, the security is overwhelming at the Capitol, and yet yesterday there was none.
Yes. What was that question again?
Well, I'm just wondering, is there a suspicion about management in terms of allowing security or not having security around the Capitol? Because I think, you know, we're all aware of what happened this summer when there was a peaceful protest for BLM. Mm-hmm. And to contrast that, you can't compare this with BLM. This is a contrast. And that's what the point I'm trying to make. There was no security around
right.
the Capitol, meaning, okay, there are all these people. And, you know, Trump supporters, by and large, are overwhelmingly white. And so there was no security there, meaning to me, suspicion-wise, did the upper echelon of security, police, and so on, they knew this was coming, maybe, question mark?
Yes. Yeah, it could have been an inside job. Very well been. Very well could have been an inside job and inside folks working in cahoots with the president and his outrageous demands of letting his, you know, letting his supporters come in. Because at the end of the day, we're all Americans, right? Black, white, and brown. But we've still got some reckoning to do. As Americans, and we've still got some racial divides and some racial wounds that are still alive
mm-hmm.
That I think wholeheartedly need to be addressed.
Reverend Walker, I got to interrupt you because I want to end this on a positive note. And what as an educator, it bothers me that all this has taken place on the one hand, but on the other hand, it de-escalated very quickly. And I think there is some unification that is about to begin. Is there any way that you can look at it that way?
Yes. We have a new administration coming, the Biden-Harris administration, and they will reverse a lot of the Trump policies and just the awful policies that Trump has implemented. And I think this country is going into a new direction. The people have spoken, and our democracy will stand. You know, in spite of the assaults that democracy has been under and the attacks that that our democracy has experienced, our democracy will stand. And the institution of our democracy will stand. And at the end of the day, the people are what matter in our democracy, when we can let our voices be heard. And we can let our voices be heard through our vote. So I'm optimistic that, you know, a new day is coming. And I think it's still up to us as activists, as social justice warriors, as educators, as ministers, as social workers, as doctors, as all class, as just plain old Americans to bind together, you know, turn the temperature down on the heated rhetoric. Let's turn the temperature down because there's nothing that gets your blood boiling like politics in America. Politics, religion, and sports. You know, they can get your blood boiling
yes,
like
sir.
No other subject. Let's cool it down. Let's turn the temperature down and let us try to work together and move forward together in unity. Let's try to uplift the marginalized, the disenfranchised, the least of these. Because at the end of the day, as Dr. King said, we're all tied in an inescapable garment of mutuality. And what affects one directly affects us all indirectly. So at the end of the day, you know, black, white, and brown, we still have a common denominator as human, in spite of our religious differences, our political differences. And I think that we need to, particularly even with this pandemic, we need to move together in unison and lockstep and let us come together. Now that the heated political season and election is over, let us try to move forward together in love and in unity and wholeness. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to come through osmosis. But I'm hopeful that one day, step by step, that we'll get there. But, you know, it won't come because of inevitability, and change never rolls in on the wheels of inevitability. But it's only when people make a conscious decision to say enough is enough and we've got to work together and let us stand together and let us advocate for just policies together. So I'm hopeful that we will have an administration that gets it with incoming President Biden and incoming Vice President Harris. And I'm hopeful to see what we all can do together.
Amen. That is the Reverend Vernon K. Walker, who is the Public Policy Director, Young Democrats of Massachusetts. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.